Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Lauren Leibowitz, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and how to be comfortable in your own shoes. It's Thursday, September 24th, and once again, we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, as I do every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific time. And I know I've started the show by telling you about the weather here in Los Angeles, how warm it is. It's not warm anymore. It's hot. It is hot, hot, hot. Hot. 100-plus degrees, hot. And while we're on the subject of hot, we have a really hot show for you today. So today, my friends, we are going to get the experience of what it's really like to be comfortable in your own shoes, because my guests today are charming and very talented sisters who are living and experiencing their passion of being comfortable in their own designer shoes. That's right, designer shoes, because these ladies are owners and designers of the hottest shoe company to hit the streets called KM2 Shoes. Now, Megan Gelber is a free spirit, which makes her the perfect candidate to oversee all the creative development of this emerging brand. And Caitlin Gelber has been a rep for several lines at the Los Angeles Mart and has also worked in studio services as a personal shopper for Prada. Now, Caitlin sees the world as her oyster, and so she's able to find these creative and systematic approaches to bringing you the most wonderful and comfortable pair of shoes to life. But before I introduce these talented ladies, I just want to tell all our listeners that anyone who calls in during the show today from now until 3:30 Pacific time will receive an hour consultation with Peter Krause. Now, Peter Krause was on the show about a month ago, and he's the business guru and CEO of Interwoven, and Peter has played a pivotal role in the success of these young women you're about to meet today. And you'll get to hear their success story. So please, don't forget to call in and chat with us. You can call in to just listen, or you can call in to chat. And that number to dial is 347-857-2710. Once again, let your fingers do the walking and dial 347-857-2710. I stole that little line from the Yellow Company, the Yellow Pages, because it said let your fingers do the walking. But I love it. So, without any further delay, please welcome Megan and Caitlin Gelber to the show. Hi, girls.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh my God, it's multiple. The only one that's missing is Madison. I must tell everyone that not only are there two very talented and charming sisters, but there are three talented and charming sisters that make up KM2. And what is Madison doing today?
She's actually newly added to the line accessories for KM2 at a store. She's actually clicking into my other line, but I'm ignoring her call.
Well, you know, you're the star right now. You're the star. So she's a star in her own right, you know, off-site, but you two girls are here on the show. So everyone, I'm sure, is dying to know how this all began. How did you get started designing shoes? Megan, you want to go first?
Yeah, well, our family's been in the shoe business for a while, but I guess it really all started when, like you mentioned, Peter Krause, he played an integral part in starting our business. We went to his extreme marketing class, and actually Katie signed up for it, and I wasn't signed up for it, but I was like, I think I should join that class with you, and so I went the next week. And he kind of, like, fiddled around and asked about our background. And he really kind of, like, pushed us and was like, why don't you guys start your own shoe line? And it had always been something that we had always talked about doing as a family. But everybody always gives you all the reasons why you shouldn't do something. And so it was kind of, like, the first person that I really respected that's really been through the business and was like, you need to just do it. And just be persistent and do it and let no one stop you. And you have every right to start a company when everyone tells you you shouldn't. And so we did. And we just haven't stopped. But he really inspired us. And it started with an extreme marketing class at UCLA Extension, believe it or not.
Oh, that's incredible. So Caitlin, I did your dad, how long ago? I mean, when you were, what, 15, you said to your folks, we want to follow in Dad's footsteps on a certain level and be designers of our own shoe line? Is that what you discussed as a family?
You know what? I think not really, actually. We kind of always would, like, dream about being little, like, our family owning a company, like a fashion line one day, and we kind of just put it on the shelf for years until we were sitting in Peter's class and he was talking about the possibilities of business, and I guess just the light came on at the same time, and we looked at each other and we were like, oh my gosh, we can do this. And so we just started moving forward, which is exactly what he taught us to do, you know, just start stepping in the direction, even if you don't have all your ducks in a row, even if you don't exactly know how everything's going to fall into place. If you step towards something, it's better than not stepping towards it at all. It's better than just sitting, waiting around. So we started stepping, and no pun intended, but we did. And here we have this company, and it's been a year now, and it's really, really amazing.
So what I think it sounds as if Peter gave you that first important word, which was possibility, that he had a belief that you could be successful because he had a specific tool set that he could give you, and it was, in his mind, a guarantee to succeed in your business as in other people's business as well. So give us an example. What were some of the strategies that he taught you?
Well, he just said, just sell one pair. Like, you don't have to, like, figure out everything all at once. And that's what always was kind of daunting to us. Like, you have to have this huge business plan and know everything ahead of time and, like, have all this experience. And he just said, just sell one pair of shoe and then go from there and get people's feedback and talk to people and really... His main thing is really listen to people, which I really like because so many times companies don't listen, and that's kind of where you can be most profitable and successful is you really listen to what people want and what, you know, they would like, and just start somewhere and don't get daunted by the huge picture. Just take one step at a time, like Kate said. That was kind of his strategy for us.
So, Caitlin, who was the first person you sold a pair of shoes to?
Believe it or not, it was Peter actually bought our first pair for a girl.
Oh, really? So how does he look in women's shoes?
Well, he bought them as a present. And, you know, it's true what he said. As soon as he handed me that check, I think it was like a step so I could feel like I had a business, you know, like I was in business when I was my first check. And it was just kind of like that you step off like onto the deep end once you receive money for something that you're offering to people, and then it just continued after that. It just continued to grow. I mean, we really started this from the ground up. We started taking apart our shoes, learning how shoes were built. He just told us, you know, learn every aspect that you possibly can of this business and don't think that anything's impossible. So he was our first sale, which is pretty awesome.
That sounds so amazing just right there to, besides a family member, but somebody outside that close-knit circle who has the ability to believe in you and who can say to you, it can happen, or it will happen, and give you some steps to take, some directives, because I think a lot of people have a difficult time. They have these great ideas, like you did, a desire, a dream to make shoes, to design shoes, and blah, 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 but we don't all know how to get it going, how to crank it up. And so sometimes we need somebody like a Peter Krause, who's a third-party person who has 30 years of experience in business to show us some creative ways to get started, because especially in these times it's daunting for, I'm sure people said to you, you know, I don't understand, girls, why you're starting a company during these economic times.
But oh my gosh.
There's opportunity. There's so much opportunity. I've been probably saying that way too much during my my showtime, telling the listeners that now is a time for opportunity, because it's these times force you to stay in business. So in order to continue being in business, you have to find creative ways to stay in business. So what kind of creative ideas do you have in mind to push your shoes and to sell them? What kinds of things are you doing?
Well, one concept that we really learned from Peter was how can you be better and different? How can you make your company better and different? You know, there's thousands of shoe lines. There's tons of people who are trying to do fashion all over the place. And he's like, how can you be better and different? So for our launching delivery of KMT shoes, we have started it's actually a customized shoe line. And this all came about after we started our company. I mean, this is pretty recent, but it's just stepping in a direction and things fall into place. So what KM2 does is we use modern and vintage pieces, and all of the shoes are customized in the U.S. So that means that any pair of KM2 shoes you buy right now, you'll be the only one with that pair. There's a certain element of that shoe that no one else in the world will have, which I think is something really cool to offer to people. So that's like a new way that we've strategized in presenting our company.
I think it's great because people want to be like others but yet still maintain a sense of individualism. And so I think that's a way that you can maintain that. So tell me, we'll start with Megan first, who are you wearing on your feet?
Right now.
Right now.
I'm wearing a pair that I made. I'm wearing my Stevie design right now.
Right now. You know, let me tell our listeners where they can go on the website. The website is KM2shoes.com. So while we're talking about these fabulous shoes, people can go online and see the designs you're talking about. And Caitlin, who are you wearing?
I'm actually wearing a pair that has not even been released on the website, but will this week. And they're named after our other sister who started the company, Madison McCain. And they are all Swarovski crystals, and they are amazing, really amazing.
Wow, talk about hot, hot, hot.
Hot, hot, hot. They're hot. Glimmering all over the place.
Ah, talk about a sparkle. You know, I need a sparkle on my toes, too. That is so exciting. So tell me, what labels and other designers have influenced you in your design? Who has been influential with you two ladies? Megan, you want to go ahead?
Well, we really like the timelessness of Ralph Lauren, and we really like that whole lifestyle and living in this like character world, and we kind of wanted everyone who wore our shoes to feel like, we call it shoes to live in because we wanted it to be whatever kind of situation you were in or whatever adventure you were on, you can live in these shoes, whether you're going on a, you know, safari or you're going to work or a fashion show or playing music, you can wear these shoes anywhere. And that has nothing to do with designers, does it?
No, you're talking about the style. You know, you're designing the shoes, but you're taking a lifestyle of someone like Ralph Lauren, that it's a casual elegance. It's tailored with style.
To be classy and timeless always, but kind of have an edge at the same time. And I really like the designers, Balmain, because they're very rock star. And so we do a lot of chains, and we do a lot of studs and spikes, and then we do a lot of flowers and beautiful things and crystals. And we've created our shoe line to be whatever character you feel that day, we will have a pair of shoes to go with that. Because sometimes you wake up and you're like, I want to dress like a bum, or I want to dress like a rock star, or I kind of want to be a boho hippie. I don't know.
I read a little blurb about characters. Madison, that she says she dresses differently. She says instead of dressing, picking out something to wear and then finding the shoes to match, she starts from the bottom up.
I was just going to say that. That's what this company is. This company is, from all of our customers we've heard, they're like, we're out finding a dress to go with our shoes. So we're starting the shoes. The shoes, they're the starting point, and we want people to feel like they're stepping into a world when they try on our shoes. They're stepping into an essence. It's like a whole story around the shoes, you know?
That's wonderful. And I understand you also have accessories to go with your shoes. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
That is Megan's genius idea. She started, we started just playing around with all crystal ropings and trims and different ways to jazz up our simplest outfits because we like to take really simple things and make them really special. And Megan started coming out of her room wearing these crazy belts and jewels on her head, looking like a princess. And we were like, oh my gosh, what is that? And she started wearing them out, and there was just so much feedback. We just thought, oh my gosh, we have to add them to the collection. So she now has belts. We have headbands that are 2-in-1, so they can be a belt or a head. And then we have the Mary Jo cuff, which is all Swarovski crystals and silk ribbon, and it's they're beautiful. You can just wave your wrist around, and they like create rainbows in the sun. They're really awesome.
Well, I think I need a little
sparkle
on my wrist too. It sounds like that's something for me.
You do. Yeah, I think you would love to bring the sparkle out.
Got to bring my, but not only on my toes, but on my wrist. You know, all that bling. You know, bling bling.
Bling
yeah,
bling.
Everybody needs to feel special.
That's what we want our line to do. That, you know, that is absolutely, absolutely true. You know, there's this, for myself, I, in trying to decide what to wear for a particular day, I dress both ways, meaning, you know what, I feel a certain way, so I'm going to dress to feel that way. Or I want to feel a certain way, so I dress to feel a certain way. So it's great. And I guess, from what I understand, your shoes, I just had a little, there was a question I had, and it slipped my mind. I guess the bling, was the glare of the bling got in my in my eyes, and now I can't even remember my question to you. But, oh, I guess, not only you were talking about the vintage aspect of your shoes, but if someone sees a particular style and says, well, is it possible you could make that heel higher, shorter? Are there some changes that one can make in a particular shoe, or not necessarily?
Go ahead. As far as the constructions, we're coming out with a lower heel because we've had such an enormous feedback of lower heels.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like the embellishment, we can customize to whatever your heart desires, whatever you dream up in your head. The heels are a bit harder, and we're working on having like an array of, you know, hitting everybody from a flat to a 2-inch kitten heel to a high heel, and we'll have everything pretty soon.
Great, great, terrific, terrific. So once again, I want to tell everybody that they can go online to shop at KM2shoes.com and order your shoes online. So, and I understand your shoes are in a couple of stores, retail stores. So where is that? Where can we find your shoes around the country?
St. Louis, you can find them at Splash. And then
and where is Splash? Splash is where?
St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis, Missouri, for all those people east of the Mississippi. Great. And you have a West Coast location also?
We have the boutique. It's a really cool little rock and roll store. It's called M & Co. And then all of our accessories are at Sonia Uten Gem Bar on Larchmont.
Great. That is
yeah, and for those of you in L.A., I think since Fashion Week's coming up, M & Co. is going to have a bunch of our shoes out, and it's right at 3rd and Fairfax, catty corner to the Grove and Farmers Market, so it's a really central location to have our line. So if anybody's around there,
and what day is that? What day is that? What day is that?
Well, their shoes are in there now, but I know LA Fashion Week is coming up, so we're going to be putting even more shoes in the store. So the range of KM2 products is going to be broadened at M & Co.
Okay, so where exactly is that location? Of it's M E M is in Mary and Co. What is the address? Do you have the address handy?
Oh, that's really quick.
I happen to have it here. No worries. It's 79 40 West 3rd Street in Los Angeles. So 3rd and Fairfax for those L.A. listeners. So head on down to M.E.M. and Company at 7940 West 3rd Street to buy your own special pair of KM2 shoes. It's the must shoe. It is the must shoe of the century. That's all I'm saying. It is the must shoe of the century. So
it really is.
Of course. How could you say they're not? Of course they are. Of course they are.
They are.
You ladies are so inspiring because you're the future of the design world. You're young, innovative, excited, and that's what it's all about in today's design world, looking to the future, and you are the future in shoes.
Well, thank
so,
you.
And it,
thank
it sounds
you so
as
much.
If more things. Since we're working from the bottom up, who's to say? You know, now we have accessories. Who's to say there's not going to be a clothing line looming in the future. So,
oh, it's very near anything.
Really? So I was talking to Megan earlier, Caitlin, and she told me that about your nonprofit rescue project. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah. You know, when we started our company, we realized we were stepping out in so much faith to even start a company that we thought, this isn't just for us. This is not just a company we want to build for ourselves. It's really to help people. And how cool to take a women's shoe line and help women with it. So we found the Rescue Project, which is a part of the Dream Center in downtown Los Angeles. And the Rescue Project works with an organization called Cast LA, and they help women who have been victims of human trafficking all over the U.S. So 10% of every sale that comes through KM2 goes to help those victims.
That's terrific. And Megan was telling me there are two young ladies in particular that you have personally met and are helping them with succeeding in their own lives.
Well, there's two ladies that we just have reference to that have already been rescued through the program. And it's really cool just to know kind of like on an individual basis that there are people whose lives are getting turned around. And it's Cast LA is actually like a nationwide organization. So that's really, really cool. So customers from all over can feel like they're helping out people all over the U.S. and beyond. I mean, Cast LA helps people in nations all over the world.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. See, there is enough to go around for everyone, and it's so wonderful to inspire other women and young women to
really
give
awesome.
Back, really find a way to help someone else. We have to really all kind of work together.
It makes it worthwhile.
Of course. Of course. This is what... If you're fortunate enough to be successful in any line of business, I think it's important to and to understand that we all need help. Life is not it's not even, meaning there are people that have an abundance of wealth and there are those people that don't have any. And so it's the responsibility, I believe, of the people that have an abundance of money to find a way to help those that are struggling and need a little help. And it's just lovely to see that is something that you ladies are doing with your shoes. And it makes it more powerful and more interesting when a customer says, oh, this company is giving back. It's just not about the product, but we're trying to help other people as well. And that's very exciting. Woohoo! That deserved a woohoo. That's all I could say. I gave a woohoo.
I like that.
You like the woohoo? Woohoo! All right, feel free to woohoo with me. Woohoo! Woohoo! So how many employees does KM2 have?
How many do we have?
Are you
have...
missing any? Did somebody not show up today for work?
No. We have four as of right now. We have two in L.A., and then we have one in St. Louis, but we have a second one as of today, so... Two and two, there's four of us, or four employees plus all of us three.
Of the sisters. But that's nice. You hired somebody today?
Yes, I did.
You just helped the economy. Congratulations. Another woohoo on that.
That's our dream. It's the dream.
No, it's so fun.
Here.
I'm sorry, girls, what's that?
I said our dream is to create a bunch of jobs out here. Something fun, and we can start employing everybody, and, like, let's build it all back together. Like you said, it's an amazing opportunity, and we're just, like, happy to be a part of it.
That's wonderful. Well, you know, employees make you money. They don't cost you money. So it's just hiring the right employee for the fit and paying them what they're worth, and they will be there with you forever. And that's really the way to do it, because obviously we can't do everything on our own. We need help, just like the three of you. The three sisters have an intrinsic role in the company, and you each provide an important key to the success of your business. And one person couldn't accomplish that either. So you need three of you, and that's just terrific. It's just so wonderful. And I know I can't remember somebody told me of another company. I think you're maybe the second company that I have heard that are all sisters. I think.
Oh, really?
There are six sisters, and they live all over the world. And each sister has a different perspective. They have a blog, and I can't remember exactly. Somebody just told me about their blog. I want to call it Seasonal Sisters or something like that. But they have a blog, and I thought it was so fascinating that here are six sisters, they're very close, and each has a specific, an integral quality.
To bring to the table.
And something to put on the table, and they share that, and it's great. And there's also a company here in Los Angeles that there are two sisters. They started a fabric store. It started out as a fabric store, but I think it's more a kind of a high-end home store. I think it's in, I want to say, the Los Feliz or Silver Lake area of Los Angeles. But there are two sisters that started, and one had a strength of design, the other had a strength of business operations, and one was sewing curtains. And, you know, you always hear a story about how someone says, well, you should do that for a business. And so then it just grows and grows and grows, and then you have this amazing story. And when you talk to people like that, they say, like you just said, we can't believe we're selling shoes. We can't believe it.
Right? I know. Yeah, exactly. That's how it is.
We just laugh every day. We just look at ourselves and, like, laugh. Like, so funny.
That's wonderful. Part of your success is enjoying it and having the fun. And when you do come across challenges, as there are in every aspect of our daily lives, that it's just a yes and. What are you going to learn from this challenge? Sometimes it's a challenge that shows you how to make something better. Sometimes it's just a challenge that says, oh, you know, we're doing this in a particular way. Maybe we need to reexamine that and change our philosophy on it. So it's all great. There's so many happy feet,
There's so many happy feet. Oh, yeah. We're just dancing around the place here.
You're just dancing around the place. Well, that is just so very exciting. And so what's some of the new lines that are coming out? Do you have a fall line coming out?
Yes, we do. We have awesome boots coming in, canvas and leather boots, and they will all be different and custom-made. And we actually have our canvas boots are going to have, like, artwork from some really amazing artists.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. And when will those shoes be available?
The end of October.
Oh, wow. In unison, everybody, the end of October. So don't forget to go on to that KM2 shoe website, km2shoes.com. And Megan, Caitlin, I want to thank you both so very much for joining me today on the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
And charming. And I want to thank all my listeners again, as I do every week. This show wouldn't be anything without you for listening. Thank you so much for listening. And if you'd like to contact these ladies, you can contact Megan, M-E-G-A-N, at KM2shoes.com, and Caitlin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, at KM2shoes.com. Or you can reach them by phone at 314-409-9413, or again, once again, log on to their website, KM2shoes.com. And if you're interested in finding about how to take your own steps for success, you can join Peter Krause at his Extreme Marketing Seminar at UCLA Extension. you. So please join me next Thursday, October 1st at 3 p.m. when my guest will be singer-songwriter Keith Chagall. So this is Lauren Leibowitz signing off for now.